Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
It's the hottest station in upstate, 96.3, 104.5, and it's your man, DJ Montana, the people's champ, checking in right now. But it's not even about me, man. I got the big homie Blessed in the building sitting with me. What's going on?
Yo, what's up? What's up? It's a blessing to be here. Let's get lit.
Hey, man, tell the people a little bit about you. Who is Blessed?
Yo, so I'm a music producer. I produce Rolex by Ayo and Tayo. I just want a Roly 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 with a dab of ranch. I produce Relationship by Young Thug and Future. I just produce Cruise Ship on that new Young Thug Future album, Super Slimy. Go check that out. Say My Name by Lil Yachty. Loaded Baked Potato by Young Nudie. Georgia by the Taylor Girls. Better Off Alone. Lit Right Now by Ayo and Tayo. Got a whole bunch of exciting new projects I can't talk about on the way. And just try to make the world a better place, one track at a time.
I mean, from what it sounds like, you got some hits up under your belt.
Man, it's God. Look, it's just a blessing from the above.
You wasn't playing when you gave yourself the name Blessed.
For real.
You really blessed. Platinum producer. Superstar producer.
Crazy. I can't believe it.
So what made you want to get into producing?
So when I was a little kid, like, I used to always listen to music on the radio, like 99% of kids do when they're young. Mm-hmm. Because that's just what... What people
That's what
do.
You know, yeah.
And like, I would always ask my dad, like, yo, dad, who makes the music that the singers sing to? He's like, whoa, son, they're called the producers.
Yeah.
I was like, I want to be a producer, but I didn't have a musical bone in my body. Like, I never played piano. I didn't play instruments. You know, I was like, I don't even know where to start. So I was on a cruise when I was like 12 years old, and I ran into this kid, and he was like, yo, I make beats. I'm like, no way. I want to make beats too.
Yeah.
So he was like, yo, I used this program called Fruity Loops, went home, downloaded it, and being that I was 12 years old, I had no idea what I was doing, like no clue how to work it. So like, I just like left it alone for a couple months. Mm-hmm. Then one night I randomly had a dream, and in that dream God showed me exactly like what to do and how to sequence everything and put it together. And I remember I was so excited to wake up the next morning. I went over to my laptop and tried exactly what I saw. I was like, oh my God, I can make beats now. Yo, this is crazy.
Man, that's real crazy, because you know everybody is different. Every child is different. I never thought to ask, you know, Pop, so mom, who makes the beat that the people is rapping on? I never thought to do that.
For real.
So that's how you know, man, everybody is just really different. And then even myself, I downloaded Fruity Loops, just playing around. I tried being a rapper, just trying to see, you know, if I'm good at anything.
You probably are. You man, probably a beast.
I was horrible. I was horrible. I ain't even gonna lie to you. All right, so when you make these platinum hits, man, what type of environment do you like to be in?
I like to be in a comfortable environment, you know, like I'm really big into lighting. So like the studio I have looks like a spaceship. Like I have all kind of flashing lights. Mm-hmm. I got anime playing on the TV. I got my homies around playing video games. Got a bunch of beanbag chairs. Like the vibe is just really, really dope. And since everybody's having fun, it makes the records and the beats sound fun. And I just want to be known for that producer. Like, whenever you play one of my joints, it gets the party lit, and everybody wants to, like, move around and start dancing and have the greatest time of their lives.
Which, you know, man, like, right now, the way music is really going, especially coming out of the 8, people are just dancing, just having fun, that feel-good music, and just listening to the songs that you're producing, that's definitely the vibe and the feel that you're giving to people. So that's dope, man, like... To be able to bring what you want to bring to the table, you're doing it. So, I mean, that's real dope. And then these people, that the artists that you're working with, a lot of big names. Who are some of the biggest artists that you've worked with?
I got to say Future. You know, I've been listening to Future since I was in high school. And it was always like a dream of mine. Like, yo, I want to work with Future. I want to work with Future so bad. And like, I was telling one of my friends, like, yo, the second I work with Future, I'm going to call you up. And I'm not even going to say anything. I'm going to just be like, bro, it happened.
Yeah.
And being able to give him that call a couple months ago and just say, bro, it happened, and then hang up, and then a couple days later, relationship drops. Mm-hmm. I mean, I just can't thank God enough for that.
So you got to tell me, how did these connections happen? How did you end up producing a song for Future and Thug, Yachty? How did all that come about?
Literally every single situation has been like a movie. Like, I'll give you the abbreviated versions of all of them. But basically, with Rolex, on Christmas Eve, I got a call from A.O. and Teo's manager, who's mm-hmm. now my manager, who at the time I hadn't spoken to in like 2 years. And he was like, yo, bro, send some beats in for A.O. and Teo. And I sent some beats. And on Christmas morning, I got a call like, yo, bro, they in here going crazy. Yeah. They got this idea. I just want to roly roly. That was literally like a Christmas present from God, like my first big hit single. And then after that took off, I was in the studio a couple months later just randomly playing beats, and all of a sudden Lil Yachty walks in and he's like, I want that beat, and ended up putting it on his album. Like with the Young Thug and Future story, mm-hmm. like I used to intern at this studio called Billboard Studios. I used to always look up to the in-house producers there, the Billboard hit makers. So after Rolex came out, like we reconnected, started working with each other a lot. And I remember it was a Tuesday, and I was hanging out with my homies, and I randomly made everybody raise shot glasses full mm-hmm. of water, and I'm like, mark my words, in 2 hours I'm gonna get the greatest phone call I've ever gotten in my entire life.
Yeah.
2 hours later, we just chilling, playing some games at Dave and Buster's, and like I get a phone call from Young Thug's manager, uh-huh. who I had no idea who he was at the time, and he's like, "Yo, what's up? My name's Jeff." I'm like, "Hey, what's up?" And he's like, "I hope you're having a great day." I'm like, "I am." And then he said, "Cause it's about to get a whole lot better. Uh-huh. Young Thug just recorded this song. Future just got on it. It's the last song. The album is due tomorrow. It's the last song you recorded." Wow. For the project, ended up being the single off of it, Relationship. And I mean, like, when you look at how all of that stuff happens, mm-hmm. it seems unreal. It's all the stuff that people told me would never be able to happen, all the stuff people are like, you know, like they're like fairy tale stories,
yeah, yeah.
But it's been unreal, like being able to live it and experience it. And if you're listening right now, I just want to let you know that nothing is impossible. Everyone's going to think you're crazy until you're winning.
But the thing is, like, you really doing this. You really out here, man. You really living what you want it to become. And I got to salute you for that.
Thank you.
Stopping, man. You grinding it out. You making it happen. Dreams come true. The sky is the limit.
My brother.
So let me ask you this. Who are some of your all-time favorite producers?
Definitely Pharrell, my uncle Swizz Beatz, Ryan Leslie, major influence.
Uh-huh.
DJ Spins, Mike Will, you know, all my mentors, Done Deal, Plus, P Nasty, 30 Rock, Mars, like all the eardrummers. I just have so many favorite producers and draw my influence from so many different areas mm-hmm. that I just want to be a combination of everybody. Can't forget Dr. Luke, Diplo, everybody on the pop and electronic side of things. You know, it's like I just want to be a combination of everybody plus my own added essence and make universal music mm-hmm. that transcends rock, R&B, country,
okay.
rap, you know, everything, because you have billions of lives on this planet. Sure, a lot of people listen to hip hop music, but a lot of people listen to rock, a lot of people listen to country,
yeah.
pop. And if you're touching everybody in those fields, then you have a higher chance of changing somebody's life and making them go in a positive direction. So
you don't make just hip hop and R&B. Well, do you make R&B beats too?
Oh yeah.
So you make all everything. That. So like you said, man, you just got to be able to touch everybody.
Everybody.
So okay, when you make your beats, do you just make a lot of beats and just send them out to people, or do you like to sit down and work specifically with an artist and cater to them? And, you know, handcraft that beat for them.
Well, it depends. Like, I have different modes that I'm in. Occasionally, I'll make, like, 4 or 5 beats a day.
Mm-hmm.
And occasionally, I'll just make one record. You know, sit down, write the record, record it, produce it, and then shoot it to an artist and be like, hey, yo, check this out. And then it comes like that. You know, I just really go with the flow, and it's whatever God blesses me with for that day or for
yeah.
that moment. You know, like, if you're a young producer or artist out there, don't make yourself feel like if you're not making 10 beats a day, you're not working, because it only takes one song to change your life.
That's very true, man. Okay, so how long does it take you to make a beat on average?
it really just depends on the vibe. You know, usually, like, I try and knock out beats in, like, 20, 30 minutes. But if I'm, like, I always end up freestyling for hours, and that makes it take way longer than it needs to.
Oh, okay. I'm about to say, see, when you said freestyle, I'm about to say, wait, so you rapping too? But the beats, okay. So do you, a lot of times, do you just get in there and just play around, experiment with different type of sounds, different beats and stuff?
Yep.
So have you ever had one of those that just ended up being a hit?
Well, I mean, I would say Rolex, like, when I was making that, like, I just kept dancing, and I can't dance at all, but I was like, I don't know why, I just keep moving to this, like, I can't stop.
Yeah.
And it becomes the biggest dance record of 2017. I'm like, what?
Right, I was just playing around, it caught my attention, I'm just dancing with it, having fun.
For real.
That's crazy. So, who are some artists that you look forward to working with or just want to work with?
Definitely look forward to working with Justin Bieber, look forward to working with G-Dragon, want to work with Diplo, Skrillex, I want to work with Pharrell, and, you know, possibly some big country names, hopefully like a Taylor Swift, you know, want to work with the Usher, like everybody that's the best in their respective genres and fields, I want to work with them. And together, we're going to change billions of lives all around the globe.
See, what I really like about you, man, you're not limiting yourself to just one genre of music. You're really touching multiple people, multiple genres of music. Like, that's real dope. Because, you know, you got a lot of producers that just stick to hip-hop. And you can't go far. I mean, of course you can't go far with hip-hop, but it's so much more money out there.
So much more.
It's so many more people, so many more artists. So you just got to learn to touch everybody. That's super dope that you are doing that. So you've had multiple records on Billboard's 100 at the same time. What does that feel like?
It feels unreal because for the past 3 years, like, I'm big into, like, speaking stuff into existence and being like, all right, today this is going to happen. Mm-hmm. It happens. I'm like, whoa. And for the past for the past 3 years, I've been saying, like, Younga had the number one record on the charts, blah, 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 blah. Mm-hmm. And this morning, actually, I woke up to Super Slimy, the Future and Young Thug album, being the number one album on the rap charts, number one album on the hip-hop and R&B charts, all Billboard, and my song that I produced, Cruise Ship, being number one on the Bubbling Under Hot 100. So I just literally woke up to my first three number ones and couldn't be happier.
That's crazy, man. I'm just sitting here looking at you, and I can tell, like, you truly are blessed, man. Like,
thank you. You're blessed, too.
But you really got the sauce right now, my
man.
Hey,
thank you, man.
Look, blessed got the sauce.
For real, I greatly appreciate that, my brother.
How old are you?
21 years old.
Okay, so what advice would you give some upcoming producers? I know you said, you know, you really don't have to make 10 beats a day, but, you know, you're still young. Well, I'm young, too. I'm only 25, but we still young. But from a producer standpoint, what type of advice would you give them?
I would say keep going. Don't let anybody stop you. Don't let anyone negatively influence your creativity. If you believe in something or if you have an idea and you have a sound that you want to get out to the world, don't let people alter that or don't let people change it because you never know what that's going to end up being. Also, network, network, network.
Yeah,
go to all the events. Go to concerts. See who the popping artists are in your city. Get around them, talk to their managers, talk to their best friends, talk to their barbers, everybody. Like, it's all about hustling. As a producer, you're like the team captain. You're like the quarterback. So you got to really put the plays together. And, of course, it might start off with sending beats to people or playing beats. But eventually, you'll have to, like, you know, influence the cover art, be like, we need this engineer to do this. We need this label to distribute it. Like, it's all about putting plays and putting records together. Be a leader. Don't be a follower. And at the end of the day, you have some major rewards and blessings waiting for you. And always remember, before I leave, one last thing I got to say. People thought the Wright brothers were crazy until they saw them flying in the air. They failed time and time and time and time again.
Very true.
Everyone said, give up. It's not going to work. You're not going to make it. Just stop. And eventually they made it, and now they're pieces of history. So you have history to make, too. Whether your parents don't believe in your dream, your friends don't believe in your dream, all that matters is that you believe in you and the world is yours.
Now, what I really love that you said is You know, you got to get out and network. As a producer, you still have to get out and network. You need to go see who the popping artists are. You need to go network with them, their managers. Because I feel like a lot of producers, at least around here and surrounding areas, they think it's all about just sending beats out to, you know, the Futures and the Thugs and all that. But no, you still need to network with your local artists. You need to work with them just as hard as you would if they were a Future.
Build up the unknown artists and the superstars, and people will always chase you. They'll always be like, oh man, we want that sauce you gave them.
Mm-hmm.
You know, don't necessarily set your sights for the highest artist at all time. Like, if you have a friend that raps or someone that you believe in, go hard on that. And eventually it'll pay off beyond anything that you're expecting. Like, one placement with a rapper is cool,
mm-hmm.
but blowing up an artist into superstardom and forever being attached to their brand and likeness, that's priceless.
Which I've saw you've been on the road a lot with Ayo and Tayo.
Those are my brothers. Shout out to Ayo and Tayo. Shout out Will. Shout out Jazzy. Whole squad. You already know.
So what is it like being on the road with them? Like, just being able to travel, just seeing different things, seeing all the crazy and wild fans.
I mean, it's crazy. Like, you know, Ayo and Tayo are some of, like, the most fun, interesting people I've ever been around in my life. And, like, you know, even from the time I've known them to where they are now, mm-hmm. like, they're turning into young rock stars. Like, people go crazy when they're around them, and they're only just going to get bigger and bigger. So, like, just being able to be around that is such a blessing, and, you know, I give thanks for it every day.
Definitely, man. So what's next for Blessed?
Man, I'm just trying to build this sound, this A-pop sound, get it to as many artists as possible, build as many artists as possible. I have a couple really big records coming with some huge names, some international names mm-hmm. that I can't necessarily speak on right now, but hopefully soon you'll see what I'm talking about. And, you know, I just want to continue to go around the country and motivate and inspire everybody to become the best version of themselves possible. Because, trust me, take it from me, you can do it. A year ago, I was broke, mm-hmm. almost homeless, jobless, trying to figure out how I was going to pay $500 for rent. And here we are now, number one album in the world.
And now that you're saying that, man, I just had the big homie Jeff Cherry, who just signed an MMG, which is Rick Ross's label, and he was on VH1's Signed TV show. And he was just telling me how he really had nothing, and then he went on Signed and won the show and got signed to MMG. And he was just like, man, coming from nothing, it's not impossible to be on top.
For real.
Like, bro, I had nothing, and now look at me.
For real.
So, you know, then you saying it, like, it's really true that you really can come from nothing and be in the position that you always dreamed of. So how can people find you on social media?
You can find me on all social media at Official Bless, OfficialBlssd. No dots, no underscores. Anything else is just a fan page. One more time, Official Bless, OfficialBlssd. Or Google all caps BL $$D. That way.
Look, the strong way, that way. All right, man, let's go ahead and jump into this. Ayo and Tayo Rolex, produced by the big homie Bless, sitting right here with me. I'm going to let you introduce it.
Ayo, Tayo, Rolex, let's get it.
Here it is right now, 96.3, 104.5, the number one station on the block.
I just want to rollie, rollie, rollie with a dapper ranch. I already got some designer to hold on my pants. I just want some ice on my wrist so I look better when I dance. Have you looking at it? You with a trance. I just wanna rollie, rollie, rollie with a dapper ranch. I already got some designer to hold on my pants. I just want some ice on my wrist so I look better when I dance. Have you looking at it? Put you in a trance. Yeah, yeah, yeah. That way, I need that moolah by Tuesday. Yeah, yeah, that way, I low key feel like feng shui. I just now got started, got views, I'm popping. My diamonds, yo girl on deck is a party. I just wanna rollie, rollie, rollie with a dapper ranch. I already got some designer to hold on my pants. I just want some ice on my wrist so I look better when I dance. Have you looking at it, put you in a trance. I just wanna rollie.
pull up to the mall and I'm flexing on you, Jaleo in the cut and he got them buffies, got them buffies. White skids got me going crazy, crazy, ayy. Your girl like me cause she probably want my baby, ayy. Ice on my neck cost like 5K. I want a girl built just like Kim K. Karate chop that, bout that like a sensei, ayy. Pull up up in the Rari, oh a bit.
I just wanna roll it, roll it, roll it with a dapper ranch. I already got some designer to hold on my pants. I just want some ice on my wrist so I look better when I dance. Have you looking at it, put you in a trance.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.